Hi, sissies. This is Mistress Delia of www.femfabulous.com, my blog where I give sissies tips and tricks on how to be more feminine and more pretty. This is the second part in my series of using and choosing makeup. Today I want to talk about concealer. By now, if you've been following my blog and my assignments here at Sissyville, you will have chosen a nice moisturizer, a moisturizing makeup remover, and some foundation. Today, I want to talk about what concealer can add. A concealer is usually sold with the foundation, and it might be in stick form, unless you're using mineral makeup. A concealer will maybe have a tone to it, and you would dab it on a pimple, a blemish, dark under eye circles, anything that isn't looking quite right when you put on your foundation. You need to look for a good concealer. Ask for help, because a good concealer can hide a multitude of flaws. And that would include anything, like I said, pimples, dark circles, any skin patches. The best tip I can give is to look for a nice creamy concealer that might be a little bit yellow-based. And it's a little bit lighter than your skin tone. So if you're medium in foundation, you'd want to go light in concealer. You can do other things with concealer, like accentuate your brow bones, accentuate your eye corners with concealer. It'll help to really even out your skin tone and also add definition and a nice effect to those eyes. Now, this concealer also allows you to skip some under-eye specialty products. And there's one other thing that I want to say about using concealer under the eye. If you've got wrinkles or you have thin skin under your eyes, don't use a stick concealer. Instead, use a little bit extra of your foundation, and that will be enough to conceal those under-eye circles. Now remember, go to my blog, femfabulous.com, to see this series along with more tips and tricks. And if you really want some help immediately, call me at 800-601-6975. Happy concealing!